North Carolina-based LabCorp has been testing for the coronavirus since the early days of the pandemic. It's performed about 14 million tests so far. So what happens to your swab when it gets to the lab? WFAE's Claire Donnelly got an exclusive look.
It's lunchtime at LabCorp. Three women wearing white lab coats, masks, face shields, and gloves are standing around a table using box cutters to open packages. They open each box and pull out a plastic sample tube. These are LabCorp's at-home coronavirus test kits. Dr. Mindy Nye, a vice president at the company, says they arrive each day around 8:30 a.m. from people across the country.
They get this collection kit sent to their home by FedEx. Then they can do their own self-collection from their nose, put it in a box, FedEx it back to us. We're just finishing up today's receipts that came in by FedEx. So
these kits are among the several tens of thousands of coronavirus test swabs that the Burlington lab receives each day. A spokesman wouldn't give an exact number, but says it's the highest volume of the company's 20 labs nationwide. It also gets swabs from doctors' offices, hospitals, and test sites like CVS and Walgreens. LabCorp started its coronavirus testing on March 5th. Brian Cavaney is the company's chief medical officer and president of diagnostics.
At the time, we were able to do a couple of thousand tests per week.
Since then, Cavaney says, LabCorp has added more machines and equipment and can now do about 200,000 tests per day. So what happens when your coronavirus swab arrives at the Burlington lab? Well, first, it's put into a rack with 91 other specimens. Then it goes to a special section on the lab's second floor. Here's Mindy Nye again.
She's opening up that single tube right now. That's from an individual patient. And then we don't test the swab. We test the media that the swab's been sitting in.
LabCorp technicians use a pipette, which is like a giant eyedropper, to pull out the liquid from around the swab. They transfer it to a plate, which looks like a tiny egg carton with little wells for each patient specimen. Next, Nye says, lab workers use heat or a chemical to kill the virus.
Where we're taking that primary specimen and really killing the virus and concentrating it so that there's target there, we can detect it in the molecular test. I think we've got one running. Let's see.
A machine concentrates the specimen or washes away any unnecessary junk that might have been up your nose when the test was taken. Now the specimens get moved again to another plate or tiny egg carton, this time with 384 wells. So your nose swab is now next to hundreds of other swabs. They're all mixed with a chemical that helps detect the coronavirus. And then the final step. A machine tests the samples and looks for the virus's genetic material. This last step takes about an hour and 10 minutes.
So we're only about halfway through this run. These little squiggle lines and these colored lines, you know, equate to individual patients here. And through the process of thermal cycling, each of the targets can be detected. Looks like we have at least one positive on this plate. It could be the positive control.
Nye says each batch has at least one positive and one negative sample, called controls, just so they know all of the steps are working. As many as 320 people work on coronavirus tests at the Burlington lab.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there's no part of the process that only happens once a day. It's a continual flow.
LabCorp has gained a lot of business with coronavirus testing. It added 23% to its business volume in June, according to the company's quarterly report. But it's lost some business, too. Here's Diagnostics President Brian Cavaney again.
We have over 5,000 tests on our menu, and the COVID testing is only a couple of the tests out of the 5,000.
Cavaney says when doctors' offices and hospitals reduced their patients, that meant they were ordering fewer tests.
People getting colorectal cancer screenings, going to their doctor for annual physicals and being tested for their cholesterol and diabetes, women getting pap smears to be checked for the virus that causes cervical cancer. A lot of those other standard medical tests have gone down significantly.
LabCorp lost about $88 million in revenue between January and June compared to last year's numbers, according to quarterly reports. It also got about $56 million in CARES Act money. Cavani says LabCorp has pivoted a lot of its scientists and technicians to help with coronavirus testing and continues to hire more people. The Burlington location currently has about 200 open positions. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.